Stop acting like a fucking hood rat and bring your black ass home. You've been gone for 3 damn days, 4 days, like you don't care nothing about nobody. You like you don't even exist no more. So get your black ass home, because I had cooked meat bone, I had cooked ham hock and pinto bean and buttermilk cornbread yesterday, waiting on you to bring your ass home. You out running around with your hood rat ass buddies.
What's good? This your boy Corey Dosecki with the Power Lunch Hour. I want to give a shout out to the forecast doing their thing and see you, baby. Keep it going. I'll let your boy.
Yeah. What it do, man? This Billy D. Braille, man, a.k.a. Mr. Talking, man. Slide through, man. Shout out to forecast, man. The guy, Paul Strickland, man. What it do, man? Holler back, man. Talking TV, checking there, man. Shout out to the forecast and the whole crew. Yeah, yeah. Keep talking your talk.
So I was scrolling on the interweb the other day, and then I got a notification from another podcast, the Frocast.
Shout out Frocast. They show so much love to us,
so
man.
So much love, man.
For real. Frocast so much the truth.
Reposting, yeah. You know, stories. I'm like, I have time while I'm at work, supposed to be doing work. Let me go check out the Frocast, man.
Yeah, please go check out the Frocast.
Y'all, hey, when I tell y'all, y'all definitely need to go check it out,
they,
man.
They good.
I listened to the episode. I forgot what number episode I listened to. But I like the way the podcast is set up. But when I tell you I was over there hollering.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the longest running podcast in the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the Bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you going live for 3 hours, ain't talk about nothing on your show. Matter of fact, you ain't even a podcaster. You just an Instagram live that record that shit as podcasters. And for any rest of you podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to download, rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast readers out there. We on them all, so just look up the Frocast. That's us. Not none of the fuddy-duddy ones that be trying to cop off the name. We also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon that you can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind-the-scenes exclusive content. Get shouted on the show like our latest Patreon. We got Michael Reynolds, and we got Just a Guy. So shout-out to Just a Guy and Michael Reynolds. Thank y'all for y'all support. And y'all could be just like them by becoming patrons, man. You know, support the team, support the dream. If option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? Retweet, reblog, tag it in your story. Tag us in the story when you do it so we can shout you out on the show. Like Short T, Ruler Myself, all those people that be showing love. I'm not about to go into all them names because everybody's showing love and we appreciate it because sharing is caring. Now, before we get through with all the pandering, there's one more piece of pandering we got to do. What's that, Queen Germ? Remember when you're in there, huh?
Clapping them.
Yes, when you're in there getting your cheeks clapped. Make sure you got on your clap cleats. So whenever you about to clap the cheeks, put on your clap cleats.
Come on.
So go to clapcleats.com, put in code NappyAfro at checkout, save some money on that. And you know.
Quality product.
Quality product. You know what I'm saying? With your quality product. That was a double entendre. You can have quality product with some quality product. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, all the panderings out of the way. Queen Jern, how was your week?
My week was been going pretty good, you know, trying to stay out of the foolery. Meanwhile, you continue to dive deep in it.
What foolery, Queen Germ, is that?
You and them lame-ass niggas online, but you know.
All my niggas ain't lame. Some of them lame. Not all
some,
of them.
Some of them are lame, and some of them are upstanding people.
Yes.
But for those who are lame.
Yes.
I beg of you.
Hey.
Let this be the last time.
I'm not, it's not really no bullshit. It's just like me picking on, not really picking on. I just wake up in the morning, I spin the wheel and say, how can I fuck with this nigga today?
And I don't know why, because it's just, I mean, it's because
it's fun.
That, it's energy that they don't deserve.
It's not, it is. But it is energy they deserve.
No.
They need to do better. And I'm helping them do better.
I mean, if you think that's what you're doing, then I guess that's fine. But ain't besides no. You and them clowns, I just want to let the people know. You and your friends, anybody who this applies to, don't send nobody no Cash App request talking about some in the four line, my birthday was May the 1st. Nigga.
If somebody I knew did that to you?
You know them, but you don't like them, so it don't really matter. I'm just saying, that's not a way to start the dialogue. Damn. Now, if you wanted to invite me to your birthday party that more than likely didn't exist, you could say something to remind me that your birthday was happening or your birthday happened, and then if I choose to send you some money, I could send you some money. But don't you ever think it's appropriate as a grown person to send another grown person and not a Cash App for $10 because your birthday was on the, you know what I'm saying, might be if you say it was on the 10th or something. You send me a Cash App for $30. Like, nigga.
A $30 Cash App request?
Cash App request, and you ain't one of my churn? I don't know who you thought that was going to respond to that. You finna get blocked.
First of all, you send me a request. Like, that's wild. Like, that's wild.
Yeah,
like, how do you can act like that? Hey, that Cash App something silly.
Birthday gift.
Yeah, you can send a nigga a request. Uh-huh. Like, instead of you calling me like a real motherfucking man or a woman and saying, hey, can I borrow $30 for this? You going to send me a Cash App request? Guess what's finna happen? I'm denying the fuck out that shit.
Yeah. Decline and block. That's where we are. Because you used to send in a $5 request because you trying to get a pizza. Now you sending a $30 request for your birthday? If you don't go sit your crazy behind down somewhere. But yeah, so don't y'all send nobody no Cash App request, and don't even put that shit in your post when it is your birthday.
Nah, fuck that.
No,
fuck that. No. Nah.
Don't put that shit out there because if somebody wanted, they'll ask for it.
I'm putting it out there just in case. Like I only ask for $1 though. That's my thing. Just send me $1. That ain't gonna hurt you.
No, because if everybody sent you $1, you get a whole lot of dollars. But that's the plan.
That's the plan. I'm not going to hit you hard. Just send me $1.
Okay, I'll make sure I send you $1 next week.
No, not you. You not. The dollar does not apply to you. Everyone else.
I will send you $1.
Mm-mm.
I might even send it 5 times.
Mm-mm. You better multiply that by 10 at least. It better be at least 50. I ain't accepting.
You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing.
I send that shit right
I
back
got
to
five
your ass.
On it.
Mm-mm. Nope. But nah, I do pander for $1 on my birthday. I ain't gonna front. I'm one of them niggas.
I ain't never seen it, so I guess I gotta go out there and look for you.
Mm. I don't do it on Facebook because you know Facebook nah. Mm. I don't do that. But like you know on the other socials, oh yeah, King Jern panders on his birthday for $1.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it ain't who's gonna buck and send you $1.
A lot of people because the same way they like your pictures and they move on for free.
Nah, man. But some people fuck with you and they be like, you know what, $1
for the people,
huh?
You gonna show a little thigh or something for the people?
No, you don't have to do that.
Oh, I'm just asking.
I just dropped a video today. Me and B-Eazy dropped a video today talking about Shep. Mad Love, this shit about to go viral, nigga.
Okay, I just saw it before the show.
Yes, this shit about to go viral. Niggas is really loving it. Like, they like, yo, this nigga funny. Who is this nigga doing that? So shout out to that nigga, man.
Okay.
Yes, niggas going viral.
Okay, go viral.
Yes.
Going Y'all getting... stay doing the viral stuff and cut me out of the park.
I mean, I'm just saying, man.
So we ain't cutting you out. So many dimensions. I guess I'm only on one, so I stay
Listen,
in my lane.
You have your own thing on the side. See what I'm saying?
What thing I got on the side?
Oh. So the other podcast that you were supposed to be working on?
That I am working on?
Okay, then. So I'm not part of that.
Because you encouraged me to do something else.
Exactly.
I wanted to just be us, but you wanted to expand
I want
your
you,
brand.
Hey, people, so, hey, I wanted I'm to show your range. I wanted to show your range that you just not, you know what I'm saying, Queen Germ from the Frocast, that you are really Dr. Queen Germ. You know, niggas got to mm-hmm. put some respect on your name. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't want people to think that you just some old, you know, not old, but some crazy person or whatever like you.
I like to be crazy. Sometimes.
No. But they need to see the other side. You're multifaceted. You know, okay. I learned a new word this week, faceted. Okay. Look that up.
Yeah. But why are you looking up words?
Look that up, people at home. Faceted.
Stay off them people's lives.
I'm just, you know, I enjoy that. It's fun. You know, I sit there. Because it's like, you know, calling people out from their bullshit. You know, certain people need to be called out on their bullshit because, you know.
I mean, if you say so, but I don't even want to give him no more time my space. So
it's okay, man. You know, he just been.
No.
Yeah.
No. The buck stops here.
The buck
so
stops
here. We're going to move on to something else. But yeah.
You ask me about my week?
Don't send no Cash App requests.
Send Cash
App no
a dollar. No
I mean, okay, but don't send me
don't
no
request
requests.
Don't request it. Don't
send me
I
no
ain't gonna request
for $30 because that's some bullshit. You will not get no $30 from me. And I declined that shit as soon as that shit popped up on my phone. Also, this week, we back at it. People still talking about this abortion thing. I just really wish the men would stay out of the conversation because y'all don't have nothing to do
Hold
with
on.
Abortion.
I don't understand I'm that. So Why can't
it.
The men say anything
if it
about
your
it?
Baby, if it ain't your baby, you ain't got no say because you can never have a kid. You can never know what
But you can have a kid
do.
If I don't nut in you, though.
But what I just said was you don't get to fight no abortion rights stuff. You don't get to tell nobody they don't have rights. If your voice ain't saying pro-choice, don't say nothing because you don't have... And that's what
Why don't men
be.
Get a choice in the situation?
Because... Keep your nut to yourself, then that's the choice, motherfucker. If you don't skeet up in nobody, it ain't nobody that got to have no abortion, because that ain't your concern. If you protect your nut, you ain't even got to worry about what I'm doing.
I understand that, but...
So when you reckless with the nut, then now the choice is mine to choose what we do moving forward.
Mm. So you don't think the man should have any say-so in the matter?
None whatsoever.
Wow.
None whatsoever. You relinquished that when you didn't nut in that toilet, in that condom, in that paper towel, in that paper bag. You didn't do that.
So you relinquished your rights to your seed.
Exactly. When you released it. Once
so once it go in my body, it's like,
mine.
Hey, it's mine.
It's mine. So it is up to me what is going
to
happen. And
so
you
why can't be up to you that you got to pay for that bub if you want to keep it? You know what I'm saying? Like, why you can't pay for it then? Now
because,
I'm on the hook
because,
down.
See, that's the thing. Because once we allow this thing to mature, this is between the two of us. Because yeah. that's what brought the child to be.
Okay.
But when it is inside of me and it is tearing apart my body and mm-hmm. I'm going through all the changes mm-hmm. and my hips spreading and my nose looking crazy mm-hmm. and my complexion changing.
Okay.
You don't have no say so because you can live your life. You could walk away. You could do whatever you want to do. And therefore, the choice ain't yours no more. Mm. It's all mine. Because if I choose to go out here and snort powder and all kind of other stuff while I'm pregnant.
You're going to jail.
Maybe, maybe not. But at the same time, you ain't going to jail.
They're
going to
lock
you?
Your ass up. They're going to lock
you
your ass up.
But you be stressing me out
unfit.
And be the reason why I'm over here drinking
I ain't got
and
to do with
smoking
that.
And snorting.
You're supposed to make better choices. That's
exactly.
what they're going to tell you.
And that's why
you can't
I would
let no
choose,
man do you like that.
I would choose, if that's going to be the situation, make your choice and do what you need to do. That's all I'm going to say. So, like I said... The men need to stay out of the equation, stay out of the conversation, just support whatever the choice of the woman is, give them options. Try to find some other ways for people to get early detection. So if they decide they're not going to have a baby, they're not having these late-term abortions, because that shit is a little bit bizarre. But if you're going to do something, do it at the appropriate timing so that it's not that you carrying a baby that can live on their own and you choosing to abort it at that point, because that's a bit much.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about certain women. Things like this, these are conversations that men should have very little to say in.
Damn.
Very little. This is a sit That's on wild. The sidelines. You on the bench on this one, partner.
But so women don't, they don't honor that same thing when it comes to male issues. They'll stick their nose in male issues.
What male issue is that
anything,
a woman in?
Anything. It's a man's world. So any issue that men dealing with, y'all stick y'all noses in it.
That's a lie. What
mean?
Some women. Some women want to be seen and talked to and you know, have an opinion on everything. I don't give a damn about some shit y'all got going on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you talking about some stuff that I would have, you know, if a benefit in, yeah, I'm going to say something. But if you talking about just randomness, no, I'm not concerned about no random bullshit no nigga got going on. But when you talking about somebody's body and you want to make it illegal for me to say I want to have an abortion, you can't make that decision because you will never know what it feels like to go through that process. So no, men.
Why don't y'all women create a machine that mimics pregnancy so, you know, make men, it'd be required by law that all men walk around for 9 months with this machine, this mechanism on.
Because niggas going to still drink.
That mimics.
Niggas going to still smoke while hooked up to the machine. Niggas ain't going to stop doing nothing they doing because they know the shit fake. So the experiment would be highly flawed. So it's not going to get
niggas be walking
over
around having miscarriages and shit. They
exactly.
Kept
they
out there hooping and shit.
One week.
Niggas at work and shit be like, oh shit, what happened? You killed your baby. Nigga, you can't be going hard like that.
Yeah,
nigga, I work at UPS.
That.
What I'm supposed to do? I load trucks.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
So, the niggas don't care that much to even participate.
I mean, I care. I would sign up for the project just to see what you went through. I mean, I ain't going to do it for 9 months. I'll do it for like 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Then that shit got
like
to go.
Sound like a typical nigga.
I'm just saying, then that shit got to go. Like, I'm not really pregnant. I'm not walking around like this. This shit weird as fuck. I'm a fucking man. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
I mean, if I was meant to have a baby, I would have been a woman.
Exactly, and that's why, again, I say, a nigga ain't got no business telling me what to do with my body part.
I agree with that.
I mean, my thing is this, education is the key. When you give people more information, they make better choices. So if you want to help on the education part, fellas, help on the education part. Help the people understand what it is when the baby is, you know, forming these different components and parts to be a whole person. Do all of that stuff. Then, you know what I'm saying, maybe that'll bring light to the situation and make people make better choices. Mm. But as far as you saying, no, it should be illegal, that's some shit that you need to stay out of. Because everybody ought to have a choice. If you're choosing to wake up and do this thing and do that thing and be this person and whatever we want to identify as and everything else under the sun, hell, we need to have choices and options so that we can do what's best for each individual, because it's a case-by-case situation. It's just that, you know, people want to have so much to say.
So basically what the Supreme Court, all this is coming about because they are expected to get rid of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
and take it from a federal level to a state-to-state.
And let, it shouldn't be.
Let each state decide.
It should not be.
Okay.
Because you're going to have people dying. Just to make it simple. And it's going to be more than them babies. And people going to want to say, oh, it's your fault because you have an abortion. It's not. Because it's a lot of stuff that happened in people's lives that your ass wish you had a button that you could mash to get out of. And it ain't trying to be rude or whatever, but that's life. And when you in a situation like this, you can't say to somebody who got raped or somebody who, you know what I'm saying? Like, something happened. It ain't just, oh, I was out here partying and I don't know who the baby daddy is. But if it is that case too, hell, if you woke up and you realize you done had sex with 4 niggas in the last week and now you're pregnant, hell, you ain't the kind of person who need to be nobody mama right now. So, hey, mash the button. I mean, you can't keep mashing the button. But hell, if you got one, that, hey, you need them options.
Wow.
Just going to put it out there. Because you can't go on Jerry and keep doing it over and over again to see who the baby daddy is. So, hell, fix it and don't
ain't
do it.
Ain't going Mari no more. Ain't no more Mari show.
Yeah.
No more free Dana test.
Exactly. So.
No more. Well, I got to know, Queen Germ, is this guy undateable?
And I never asked you about your week, but.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think nobody cared anyway.
Nobody cares. I ain't do shit anyway, people. This guy right here, he says, I donated sperm to father 47 kids, but women don't want to date me. So it says, a prolific father who can't find a partner might seem like a paradox. However, a California sperm donor with almost 50 biological children fears that his controversial vocation may have torpedoed his chances of landing a paramour. Boy, I tell you, the New York Post posting their words, man, this is amazing. He said, most women aren't interested in dating me. Cal Gordy, 30, told Jam Press of his devotion to donation. The freelance baby purveyor, who claimed that an estimated 1,000 women have requested his semen, first started donating his swimmers when he was 22, as he felt traditional sperm banks were cold and clinical, and he wanted to know where his sperm was actually going. So like a mom-and-pop producer in a sea of corporate sperm merchants, the entrepreneur began promoting his free service on Instagram, and soon scores of aspiring mothers came a-knocking. As soon as 2 years, I got more attention, and that's when I was actively donating more, not downloading, sir. I had a few successful pregnancies, so I started receiving messages on my Instagram from women, which I was really surprising about. He said, fast forward until now, and the independent sperm banker has fathered 47 children in multiple countries with 10 more on the way. This motherfucker's Father Abraham.
Hey, I mean...
But despite the fact that scores of women desire his super sperm, the serial surrogate said that he's had trouble finding that special someone. He said, although I had a few women interested in a possible relationship, it never goes anywhere. He said he had an active dating life even before his career. He said, I have accepted my decision to donate sperm, but I realize that dating may never be the same as it once was for me. He said, nonetheless, the heartsick sperminator said that if a special lady comes along, he'd be happy to indulge something more. So, Queen Germ, got to ask you a question. Could you date this guy?
I mean...
Let's say he was all, like, regardless of what he looks like. Let's say he checked all the boxes and what you like looking at a guy. But he was like, yo, I just want to let you know, I donate a lot of sperm.
And then the nigga say he doing this shit for free. So if you got all these kids and you doing this shit for free, how is that benefiting us? You actually having sex with these women from what it sounds like.
He's not having sex with them. Let me see how he does it.
He said that the traditional thing is the sperm banks was cold. He wanted to know where his sperm was going.
Let's see.
What are you doing? He having sex with them women?
Let me see how. Okay. He said the secret to cultivating world-class swimmers. He said he going organic, and he uses 18 different herbs and supplements a day, as well as abstaining from caffeine, alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs. I want to know how you had it.
So that's part of the problem. If he having sex with all these women, ain't nobody gonna want to have sex.
He could be looked as, you know, I guess he got the legal stuff down. You know what I'm saying? Because like legally, you are still a parent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to know how he doing.
Got too and got too many kids. You think somebody gonna be welcoming? Oh yeah, my boyfriend, he got 47 kids and got 10 on the way. And your mom and daddy looking at you like you crazy. What the hell is you getting into? Mm-hmm. And then you got to explain to everybody that your man got kids from everybody in the world, and it might not even have them from you. By the time he get with you, his ding-a-ling tired.
He get pictures of him like that's weird, bro. Like you supposed to have no kind of connection.
And them kids probably look like him at least half of them. The chances are, shit, you got 47, about to have 57. That's insane.
He said he's on a world tour right now.
And that's why you're not gonna get no girlfriend. Ain't nobody gonna date you. Not for real. And then you gonna have to start charging, because in a minute you're not gonna be able to continue doing this. Nobody want no old ass sperm. So by the time you about 35, this hit show gonna be over. So you need to start collecting some checks. Then you might be able to get you some dates, because then it'd be profitable.
He said he did do one naturally, you know, since so I guess he had sex with one of the women. He said for the first time. So I don't know. So I guess he's putting stuff in a needle. I don't know what this guy's doing. But
not a needle, but yeah.
I don't understand. I wouldn't do it. I'm sorry.
You wouldn't be a sperm donor?
Heck no. I wouldn't go to a sperm bank.
Why?
God, that's weird. One is weird.
So if the ladies wanted you to just come over and have sex with them,
no,
you wouldn't do that either.
No, absolutely. No.
It's what?
No, I was gonna say no. I mean, even going to the sperm bank, I don't know how much you get from.
I want to know how much they're gonna say. You said it's been something.
No, I was saying it depends on the price, but then this nigga doing it for free, so I'm like, no, like you gotta pay me for my swimmers.
I thought you was gonna say something else.
What you think I was gonna say?
I don't know what you was going off of you. I thought you said it's been, so I thought you were gonna say a time, a place, or something. So I'm trying to figure out what you were trying to get off your chest.
Nah, I wouldn't do that though. I mean, it's just weird. Something about the sperm bank thing, like knowing
but
if you went
the sperm
to
sperm bank, so you go into the house and you fucking.
Nah, because it's just. What if she's not attractive? What if I'm
but
just.
What if she giving you $100,000?
I mean, if that's I was just, single, if I was single, yeah, I'm busting cheeks. $100,000, I'm walking out there with $100,000. No matter what she looks like.
Cheeks for anything.
What you mean?
$100,000 untaxed money. You having sex with the person?
I said I'm busting cheeks if I'm in that.
I'm saying if you married.
No, I couldn't do it if I was married.
Why not?
That'd be wrong.
Child, please. You gonna have at least 10. We gonna get us $1 million in a minute.
No, we're not.
Boy, please.
I'm not doing. You're not pimping me out, like yo. Sir. Oh, got another sire for you over here. Like, right. No, I'm good. Make I sure mean, you eat all these leafy vegetables.
Once a month, you get one pregnant every month.
Jesus, no.
That's hey, come on, buddy.
That's too much work.
Okay, it ain't. Mm-mm. It ain't no work.
Then I'll feel dirty.
Hey, we don't have to have sex.
Mm-mm. We couldn't do that. That'd be wrong.
Just going to transfer me my money, and we'll be
all
right.
Transfer you your money? Like I did all the work.
Nick, I allowed you to.
Okay, so how much would your cut be at?
50-50. Because you're supposed to be mine, so.
Exactly.
If I allowed
I'm
you to go
to
out
yours.
Here in the street, that's what it is.
Jesus. Well, let's move on to the next topic. Because I don't like the way that was going. You're not pimping me out.
Okay.
I'm hey, man.
Pimping you out. You're doing a service to the people.
I'm doing a service. Speaking of doing a service, Alabama school workers told they owe $23,000 after mistakenly being overpaid for years.
The school, ain't nobody ever got overpaid if you
for years.
First of all, let's start that. As an educator, y'all can never pay us what we are owed for the stuff that we do. Okay? Education is one of the jobs that you will never pay me more than I have been owed. So, yes, maybe technically per my contract, you gave me some extra money, but y'all need to charge that to the game. Mm. The people deserved it, and it is what it is. That money's spent. Mm. If I'm an educator, I probably done gave most of that money back to these sorry-ass children. Mm. Buying bullshit. So, no. The treasure chest was full all them years that I was getting them extra dollars. The snacks, the pizza, all the incentives that I gave the kids to do their very best on testing and everything else, hell no. Nah. Nah, I ain't paying that shit back.
So it says a payroll mistake has left consequences for some Alabama school workers. Their employer overpaid them for years and no one knew. But now the school district wants its money back. Christy Payne is a lunchroom manager at a high school in the state. She received a letter from her boss saying her employer had accidentally been overpaying her for over the last 6 years and now she owes them more than $23,000. Somehow, when she was promoted years ago, she was given a salary meant for someone with more experience. At least two other employees have come forward saying they got similar letters. The Chilton County Board of Education website said under law, board officials are required to recoup any overpayments. But legal experts said the school workers might not have to return the money, especially given how long it's been. You can run into problems with federal wage law for taking away monies that's been paid to them, said Heather Leonard, a labor and employment attorney. The longer it's been paid, the more likely it is these employees are going to have a stronger argument that they're entitled to keep the money. The employees were given three ways to pay back the money. They can pay a lump sum, a yearly payment of nearly $4,000 for the next several years, or have $325 taken out of their paycheck for the next 6 years. The letter also threatens to add more money to the total each month. The matter goes unresolved. So I got to say, Queen Germ, who's got to take the L on this one?
It's got to be the Board of Education. Because for one, y'all are one trifling. It should never, after your 1 year audit, y'all should have realized that people weren't supposed to be making that money. And if nothing else, you should have fixed it. You shouldn't have to go back and talk about something. They got to pay you no money. Them motherfuckers live in Alabama. They ain't got no shit. The fact that they live in Alabama.
Shout out
and
to all
the
Alabama
teaching,
listeners before Queen Jern goes off.
And they teach it in the daggone school system. They deserve every dollar. They need another $23,000. Give them the lump sum. They deserve it. They the champs. Because you teaching kids in Alabama, nigga.
I mean.
And then you talking about the cafeteria woman. She ain't. I know she ain't making enough money in there.
You can't take $325 by her check.
Thank you. That might be $325. So what the hell is she gonna be left
Stop
with?
Stop it, Queen Germ.
I mean, come on now. Come on. Now you finna take $325 out of her check? No. Yeah. Uh-uh. You're being ridiculous. You're being ridiculous. So the school board, they've already, you done set a precedent. It was 6 freaking years.
But how you gonna say I don't have the experience? You said I ain't have enough experience, but I got that experience now.
Now, thank you. So give me, run me my money.
Yeah, like, so what, even swap, no swindles. Like, yeah, on this
all
one.
Swindles, but whatever.
I mean, I think the Chilton County schools, y'all they just gotta take the L. Yeah,
they got
I mean, you know, you've been paying these people, that money's spent.
Like, and then my thing is, the money was in y'all budget. You ain't going all back. All the checks cleared.
Yeah, you ain't going back and saying, hey, that was a bad, them pencils we bought from y'all were bad. Can we get our money back on that? Or you can't have
or
buyer's remorse now.
Or that bullshit y'all
now.
Got in the cafeteria. Yes. This probably ain't shit that y'all should get a new vendor for. I mean,
That shit in the books. It's over with. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Books closed.
Exactly. You found a mistake this year. I mean, now you can correct it. You can go back.
At best, you could correct it.
Yeah, you could just say, hey.
By changing their salary. But,
you know what I'm saying? But now I've been used to living like this for the past 6 years. Now all of a sudden.
It's my money.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like, I think you should just go ahead and leave it alone. Because like you said, the budget, it's not like y'all, oh, wow, we scraping together. We got to cut schools out. We got to close the school because we ain't got no money or whatever, whatever. I mean, it might be like that. It is Alabama. Yeah. But, no shots. I'm sorry. But, yeah, it's just.
I just think that they need to let it ride because you done been letting it go this whole time. Yeah. So if the checks have cleared, if the budgets were balanced, everything went how it was supposed to go, now you realize you paid these people too much money. That means y'all had some excess in funds anyway, because if everybody was being paid $2,300 or $23,000.
$23,000
and multiple people got these letters. Y'all got a whole lot more money in that county than y'all think.
I think it's a whole lot more people who got overpaid, exactly. too. These ain't the only one. It ain't just the cafeteria workers that got overpaid. I'm pretty sure some principals.
Thank you. Some
a whole
teachers,
bunch of motherfuckers got overpaid.
The after school program coordinator.
It's
coaches. Y'all.
It's probably some teachers got paid. Don't even show up to fucking school. If y'all got this shoddy
they
of accounting.
Might be deceased. And
6 years of overpaying somebody
shit.
And it took you six. Nah, yeah. Y'all got some shoddy account going on there. Yeah. So you need a whole countywide audit. You know what I'm saying?
Send me a check. If
before you fuck with me, I'd be like, fuck like you. You ain't getting shit. Because I say, you know what? I just quit.
Yeah. I mean, teachers and cafeteria ladies are in high demand these days.
Yes.
So hell,
yes.
Go to another county.
Yes.
Either stay in Alabama. Hell.
You can move to another county. Fuck them. Don't pay that shit. Run off on the plug. Speaking of running off on the plug. This lady here, she wrote a book of how she left her husband for her soulmate who said no. So, Twitter users have been left slack-jawed at a recent viral story published this week in the Sydney Morning Herald that may set a new gold standard in posting L's online. The piece is titled, "Less Than a Month Ago, I Met My Soulmate. I Ended My 14-Year Marriage." It was penned by life coach Amanda Trenfield and unfolds basically as the title suggests. Trenfield goes on a short trip with her husband to try and reignite a relationship on ice. There she meets Jason and immediately develops an attraction towards him. She grows convinced that he's her soulmate, and the piece ends once she decides to leave her husband and two children less than a month after their encounter. After the article ends, the Sydney Morning Herald adds this unintentional punchline. Apparently, things did not work out for Amanda and Jason. She wrote an entire book about it. Her book excerpt from the Sydney Morning Herald went, how many times are they going to say the Sydney Morning Herald? Went viral as readers watched with horror as she broke away from her family and then howled with laughter upon learning the man she threw it away for said no. So I got to ask you, Queen Germ. You leave your husband for your soulmate that you just meet, and he says no. What's next?
I mean, that's the reason why people cheat. Because, I mean, not saying that it's okay, but it don't make sense for you to say, I'm going to be in a relationship, I'm going to leave to find out what this one's going to be about. You got to run that shit concurrent. Like, it don't make sense for you to be out here talking about, you going to see what it's going to be like. You got to see what it's going to be like and see if it's worth leaving. Like, what you leaving for? What you leaving for? You leaving? Really? Like, if you really thought y'all stuff was rocky, you went on this trip, that's the trip you find somebody that you think was supposed to be your soulmate? Like, were you really vested in trying to fix the relationship? Because if I go on a trip and I meet this new guy, like, one, where is the husband when I'm meeting the new guy? But I guess that's just happened Maybe she was going to the car to get something and saw this man in the elevator. Who knows? But I just feel like if that's what we're doing, she ain't really want to be there no way. But if you're going to do it, to me, it makes sense for you to get a little more feel of the person. I just can't see you and say, something about your spirit makes me believe that you're my person. Because if you done been with a nigga for 14 years married, how many other years altogether, and got two kids from him, I don't see how, you know, one encounter is going to make you say, I'm leaving. Because that means you just didn't want to be there. Go ahead.
But some people feel like they met their soulmate. Do you believe in soulmates?
I do. But you could meet your soulmate. But I'm convinced that you had to be looking for whoever this is if you found him. Because me personally, 14 years went by and your ass ain't looking for him or found him if that wasn't the person that you was with. So I'm just not understanding. Like, when you got kids, that changed the game, too. Like, you got kids. You done been together for 14 years. You may think that these other people are who you want. Mm-hmm. But the person that has been solid, that has been tested, that has been tried, that has been proven to be that person in your life, these other people can never light a candle to that because they don't know how you are. You look good on the outside when you come to them because you know what? Your husband made sure that your hair was done, your nails was done, you had some outfits when y'all went on the trip. So you look good to Jason. So Jason was okay with buying you something at the bar because you looked good.
Yeah.
But then when your ass walking around here, you take your hair off, you take your lashes off or whatever you got going on, and Jason got to look at your ass every day.
I mean, let's keep it 1,000. Jason was like, you ain't shit. You left your husband to fuck with a nigga like me.
And kids.
He was like, yo, I can't be with no motherfucking woman. Like, you'll leave me. He was like, yo, you ain't shit.
Hey, that too. So when you put all of that into the equation and not really knowing a person, you can't expect that there'll be a high probability of this working out. Yeah. Like, you meet somebody at the bar. You don't know Jason from nowhere but the trip. And you want me to believe that this
he's
was supposed
your soulmate.
To be. He's like,
saying,
what did he say?
He's saying everything you want him to say. He's like, oh, I just love Petunias. Oh, me too. Ooh, I just love Grouper. Ooh, me too. Whatever you think, he's saying whatever to get that box. And once he got that box, he was like, I mean, ma'am, you a whole wife out here, whole mother out here, 14 years. Like, go home to your family.
Yeah, this was for the weekend.
Yes,
go
for
back to
the
your
weekend.
Life. Yeah, yes. Not like that, though. Because if that's what the weekend sound like, that's not a weekend for me.
You can do it my way.
No.
I just want it for the weekend.
Okay, that's not even the right key, sir.
I know it ain't. It don't matter.
Oh, it kind of does. It kind of does. But yeah, so he, the girl, the marriage woman.
So I know what you're saying. Trash. I know what you're going to say. So what? if I did some shit like that and the woman said no, are you taking me back?
No.
And if I tell you, baby,
ain't,
I was wrong, baby,
ain't
I'm
no
sorry.
Way.
I'm
ain't
like,
no
baby,
way.
I'm sorry, baby, I was tripping. I promise
and
you.
And I know.
I didn't realize what I had.
Rolled down in a ditch and everything.
I don't know what it had. I realized what I had at home.
Yeah.
You wouldn't take me back?
Nah, I wouldn't take you back.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't take you back.
That's fucked
because,
up.
I mean, it don't make no sense. You went too far with it. I can respect the cheating. I can respect the cheating because you was holding on to me.
Yes.
But when you chose to cut the cord and say, nigga, I'm gone, you got to keep that same momentum. I'm not taking nothing back.
I mean, but I'm like, please, just take me back, baby.
I understand. I'm glad you came to your senses.
Yes.
But now you got to keep moving in that direction. I just can't take somebody back after. Now, like I said, I could deal with you saying, I got caught up in a situation. You know, I ain't leave. I ain't move out. I didn't go run behind the broad.
Yeah. It's a one-off.
But if you look me in my face.
And say, baby, I'm not
and
coming.
And say, I'm gone. This was fun.
I found my soulmate.
Thank you. I found my soulmate, baby. Take it. Take it. Take your opportunity, honey. Fly.
Damn.
Have
Cold
a good life, baby.
World out here.
Yeah. And no. I can't do no take back. So cheat on me, but don't ever leave me and think you're coming back.
Damn.
And it depends on how you cheat, too. So if you cheat wicked, then you got to go, too.
God damn.
It's levels to this shit.
It's levels. I got you. I know everybody online was talking about this straight-A student. She had posed a picture with, it was her prom picture, and she had some guns in her prom picture. So a story came out that she lost her college scholarship and got expelled from school. And, you know, everybody was up in a tizzy. Come to find out, the aunt was lying. The girl is still going. She didn't get in no trouble. Everything's okay. And people was just, you know, the aunt made up a whole little bullshit ass story to go viral. And this is what you get. You made it to the Frocast, auntie, but not the way you wanted to. Like, I don't understand people. I don't understand.
Oh, you should understand. Because you play with a crazy one online. So, you understand how people want attention. People just do, people will do anything just for attention. And it don't make no sense. Like, what's the purpose? Help me to understand what is the freaking purpose.
More eyes on you, whatever you're doing.
Exactly, but that's the thing. It ain't giving you the right kind of
publicity. But yeah, auntie, I don't know what the fuck you was doing on your page to get the view. What are you doing, auntie? Maybe she's going to start a podcast next week.
Maybe.
Yeah, so she got the views now. But so this is a non-story. People, it's not real. It's proven to be fake. So let's move on.
And I hope it is fake because I hope the girl didn't lose nothing in the process.
Man, can't. I mean, as long as the gun's legal, I mean, rifles, you can be 17 with a rifle in your hand. She probably is 18, so it don't mean nothing. It's nothing against holding a rifle. I mean, as long as you ain't pointing at nobody or nothing like that, there's no law against that. You know, her parent could have been standing right there supervising her. The guns couldn't have been loaded or whatever like that. Could have been a prop gun.
It could have been a lot of stuff. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, but it is prom season. I'm seeing a lot of these men with the, like, they think that shit cute with the dude and the girl and he's standing there with a gun. Shit is not fucking cute. Because, I'm sorry. If your daughter giving up the buns, she's just going to give up the buns. You standing there with a gun is only going to make the fuel that nigga to want to bust them cheeks even more because you ain't going to be around with that gun, nigga.
You're not.
So stop doing that. That shit is whack.
It's super whack. And I was going on the prom next week, so.
Oh, wow.
Going to the prom.
Listen, I have been following Quan Mills for a while now, right? Quan Mills is a graphic urban author. You know what I'm saying? And he usually puts up little mailbox things. And I wanted to read this one for Queen Germ because, you know, it's just, it's good Frocast material. Mm. So this one says, my wife work husband sent her dick pics. Mm. My wife's work husband sent her dick pics. I'm going
to
say it again.
And that's why y'all need to stop with that work husband and work wife because you're getting it twisted.
So this is what happened. So he said, I found my wife, I found wife's work husband's dick pic on her phone. I have a serious dilemma. My wife has been working at this call center for the last 5 years. I told y'all them call center niggas wild now. If your lady work at a call center, your nigga work at a call center, watch them niggas.
Watch them.
And she has a close relationship with this nigga I don't like. The few times I met him, I've noticed he's always flirtatious with all the female coworkers. But here's the kicker. He's gay, or so he claims. And he has a husband. But I think this nigga is lying and still fuck women. That ain't the word they use, but I'm going to replace it. Mm. My wife claims I'm being paranoid about him and that he's super cool and outgoing. They always hang out together after work. She, along with other friends, take spinning classes together and usually go out for drinks on Thursdays when I'm chilling with my homeboys. This is the part, though, that has my blood boiling. I came home one night late. She was asleep already. She left her phone on the bathroom ledge. Her and I don't have locks on our phones because we have made a pact. And when we got married, we should trust each other enough to not lock our phones. But for some odd reason, my intuition told me to break that promise. I'm enraged. I did because I went inside her IG DMs. This nigga sent her several pics of himself showing her his tattooed dick. And some of the other pictures, dude, is straight up hard. I immediately woke up my wife and told her to explain the shit. We got into a huge fight and she ended up leaving to go stay with her sister. We haven't talked in a few days. Am I in the wrong? Is he in the wrong, Queen Jern?
No. I mean,
he broke the pact, though. They had a pact.
It ain't no pact, because if she left the phone unlocked, then there shouldn't have been nothing.
The phone is unlocked, yeah.
So I didn't have to go and do the thing, put the phone over your face and make the thing unlocked.
But the pact was we wouldn't go through each other's phones.
It don't matter. If you got a itch, if you got a urge, you want to confirm or, you know, figure out what's going on in your people's life, go in that motherfucking phone. I'm all for it now. Now, as long as you in the land of the living... Now, I don't fuck with dead people phone, but in the land, because ain't no explaining. Hell, ain't nobody to go to. I see the shit, who I'm going to talk to? Myself? Right. But now your ass can get up and tell me about some motherfucking pictures in here. That's what the fuck we going to do. Now, we going to go round for that one. Mm-hmm. But, you ain't wrong, because if you felt some type of way and then you found some shit, that's why you felt some type of way, because the bitch over there hiding and looking, she looking at the nigga
dick. What if he just showing her his tattoo?
If he just showing her her tattoo shit, that shit should have been deleted anyway. You don't save no shit like that.
That's on her.
That's my point. So therefore, she reckless because she thought that you was going to honor the truth or whatever you say, the trust.
The pact.
That y'all had going on, the way y'all was not going to touch nobody else's phone. Mm-hmm. That's lies. Like, you, for one, you don't have no opposite sex friends.
You He's don't. Gay, though.
That's the point. This whole sexuality thing is so murky sometimes. So, all I can do is stick with what I think you like. Mm-hmm. So, if I think you like women.
I can have a gay woman friend?
No. You can't she's gay. No she like women.
She's
friend.
Not interested in men at all.
That's what they say.
She but still for real, she's not interested in men at all.
Okay, she still got a coochie, right?
Yeah, but they got to. But she's okay. Not. But
so therefore, that's then leads us to the same little scenario we in right now.
Okay.
So that means she go get her coochie wax. She might just be sending it to you as an opinion.
That's inappropriate.
But it's still a pussy. So therefore, you ain't got no business with no other woman pussy on your phone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There lies the problem.
What if she sent
so
me
it
like...
don't matter whether she's attracted to you, but if she's sending body parts that are still women body parts, she ain't sending you no picture where she got no strap on. So therefore, the shit is something that could possibly be appealing.
What if she's showing me her tattoo but she got her nipples covered?
That don't do nothing for nobody.
But she's showing her tattoo on her titty, but she got her nipples covered.
Exactly. So therefore it's still a titty.
But a nipple covered though.
Child, a nipple being covered ain't stopping nothing but a baby from
getting
milk.
That changed the whole dynamic.
I'm going to tell you, for me, if you got a woman body on there, period, she can have all her motherfucking clothes on, and there's a problem.
Damn.
So if you got them in there, you better delete them. Put them in the X-Files, put them in the secret blocks, whatever the people got on there, do that. But if I go in there and it's somebody on there that I ain't never seen before, and they are of the female persuasion, we got a problem. And like I said, they can have all their clothes on.
Damn.
And so you need to get it together. I mean, it's no excuse for that. You're married or in a committed relationship. Why do you have naked pictures? And that's the worst right there. You talking about a nigga showing you his ding-a-ling? For what?
He's showing you his tattoo.
Several times. How many angles can you get? How many tattoos? Your penis ain't bust so big. I mean, you ain't got so many tattoos.
Maybe it's a tattoo that's like when it get hard, you can see more of the tattoo.
Yeah, you know? But if we done seen it when hard, flaccid, we done seen you can't it flaccid, really see we done the did tattoo. It all. So yeah. No. That's not acceptable. And you as a married person, you read it, you delete it. What are we holding on to it for? I got homegirls who I tell them, don't send me that shit. I don't like to see naked niggas. Like, if this ain't a nigga I'm fucking, what am I seeing a naked nigga for?
I mean, just to, I guess, give you some hypeness, I guess.
It's nothing hype about that.
What I mean, that, seeing a naked man chest don't do nothing for you?
Maybe chest is cute or sexy or whatever, but just, I mean, like a nigga dick, like, no.
So you
that shit is nasty.
So they don't put the videos up, nigga jacking off, you don't like that?
Nah, I definitely don't want to see that. Now, I'm okay with the fact that, okay, a nigga lifting weights and he naked and the dick hard. Maybe
that's weird.
That's not, because if you in your home gym, you're not in a public setting.
Hello, nigga lifting weights with his dick on. What the fuck?
I'm just saying.
That's the kind of shit y'all women like looking at.
I don't like looking at nothing because I don't search for these things. People send things to me, and so I see them.
Hold on. But, let's get back. Is this nigga like on a bench press, or he doing like squats or something? Like, was he curling? Even, like, what is he doing? Like,
he was standing up.
Oh, standing up. Okay.
When he lifting the
I was about
up.
To say, is this nigga on the bench? I was about to get your nasty ass off the bench,
he
nigga.
Down,
I don't care if you is at home, nigga. Like, get the fuck. Yeah. Put some fucking trousers on, nigga.
I mean, people do what they do, but I don't know. I don't feel like that's wow. That's not the thing.
Well, me personally, that's a violation. You know what I'm saying? You going in that nigga phone. Him going in her phone, that's a violation.
It's not.
Because you go in there, you're going to see what you know what I'm saying, you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? He probably, you know, I do feel him on not trusting the work nigga, because that might be, because one, he called himself the work husband. See, these new work husbands, they violating the rule. The work husband is only supposed to be from 9 to 5. Work wife is from 9 to 5. Once y'all start fucking up and start trying to hang with them after 5 o'clock, that's where you fucking up.
And and you don't even have to say work husband, daughter, or wife, or nothing else. Your niggas just need to say we co-workers and we friends, if that's what we're doing. No. You don't need to do no other shit, because people get it twisted. People fucking on jobs these days.
People
so,
been fucking on jobs.
And they have been. But my point is, when you holler about the hours of a work wife and a work husband, excuse me, they might think then hell, from 9 to 5, we can fuck then. No, if we saying we work wife and work husband from 9 to 5.
Work husbands do not have an intimate relationship.
And therefore, if it ain't intimate, why do I know what your dick look like?
That's like I said. But, again, you're not supposed to be in my fucking phone. So, if we...
That dick pic wasn't supposed to be in your phone. You wasn't supposed to be in my phone. It ain't me. It's the dick pic that's the problem. Because
the problem is you going to my phone. We had a pact. You don't go on my damn phone.
We wouldn't have no problem.
But you're not supposed to be in there. Okay. What if I planted that in there just for... I planted the seed.
Not several. You didn't plant several.
Yeah. Things. I was just like, he ain't looked today, girl. Send another one. Mm-hmm. Send another one. We going to catch this nigga. We going to catch him.
Yeah.
Caught your ass. Yeah, got you. This
and
shit
now,
fake.
And now you done jumped up and ran on to your sister's house. Why you leave? Because you're guilty.
You broke the pact. Because I lost trust in you. Uh-uh. You did that.
And I lost trust in your ass. And
you went in my phone. You weren't supposed to do that. We supposed to be married. How can I trust you now? You're going through my phone. We had a pact.
Mm-hmm. Don't trust me.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got to trust me.
You just like you trust me to pay whatever bills I'm paying, we have a pact.
And I'm sure I pay that phone bill, so I got the right to be in it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's not right.
Whenever I feel the spirit,
that ain't right.
When it leads me to go up in that phone, I'm going up in it, and I'm going on and going through.
That's not. They had a pact, and she broke the pact.
She did.
He broke the pact.
She broke
because
that shit wasn't supposed to be in there.
It's a gay nigga. She's not attracted to that nigga. It's just a penis. It's a dick. What's the difference of me watching a porno or whatever? Like, same thing. That's a dick and pussy right there.
If you like dick, that turns you on. That does.
So,
but if you don't like dick, then it wouldn't be nothing. But you like my dick. If you the woman and you saying you in this heterosexual relationship,
yeah,
that's what that is.
He not gonna give it
so
to me.
So dick is dick.
But he ain't gonna get to me. It's just a dick. Okay. What's the difference between his dick and Brian Pumper or whatever porn star you watching?
I don't know any of those people, sir.
I'm just saying, what's the difference?
It ain't no difference. But the real difference is you could touch that nigga Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. I mean, you can't touch Michael Pumper.
I can, but he ain't gonna like it. He gay. He like men. He like dick too.
It don't matter. If he's showing the dick pic, niggas don't send dick pics to people who they don't think will they like it, would admire it or anything. So he sent it to you, he know you want to see it.
Mm. Well, I'm gonna have to bring the Quan Mills mailbox back. That's interesting. He has some ratchet shit over there. Shout out to Quan Mills.
All right, dude.
You gotta look some of his titles of his books and shit. He got one like Pastors Eat Pussy Too, and it be them ratchet titles.
Mm. Well, I'm not a fan of the ratchets.
Well, it's top 10 time. I know you're a fan of that. Top 10 is where we take a list of 10 things and we rank them motherfuckers. Well, they already ranked. We just reread the rankings. And this week, we're doing the top 10 baby names over the last 100 years. Top 10 baby names over the last 100 years. Did you have one of these names? We're going to see. Number 10 for boys is Charles. Number 10 for girls is Karen. Number 9 for boys is Thomas. And for girls is Sarah. Number 8 for boys is Joseph. And number 7 is Jessica. Excuse me, number 8 for girls is Jessica. I'm sorry. Number 7 for boys is Richard. For girls, Susan. Number 6, David. For girls, Barbara. All these names are not topping the list no more. If you go for the last 20 years, mm-hmm. That might be what we do next week. Ooh. Number 5, we got William and Elizabeth. Number 4, we got Michael and Linda. Number 3, we have John and Jennifer. Number 2, we got Robert and Patricia. And the number 1, most popular name of the last 100 years for a baby, we got James and Mary. Queen Germ, listen to all these old people names we just named right here. Mary, Barbara, Patricia. We ain't going to have no more Patricias. We ain't going to have no more Lindas. I don't think there going to be no more Lindas. Ain't going to be no more Barbaras or Susans. Man, on the men's side, you got Charles Thomas. Wow.
Charles Thomas is a person.
Yeah. We got Joseph, Richard. There ain't going to be no more Richards. Well, there's going to be some Richards. Richard's still going to hang on, I think.
Yeah, Richard's going to be all right.
But the men names, you know, men names are weird. So, you know what I'm saying? They're still going to be around.
Yeah, but the women, a lot of them falling off.
A lot of them. I'm seeing my name on the list.
Yeah, it probably is a white boy name.
Stop it. Don't do that. Don't do that.
So, you know, as long
as... Yep, I'm number 63.
Yeah, your cockle.
I'm number 63. Let me see what Queen Germ is on the list.
I don't know.
Oh, you're on the list. You're on the list. You're going to get in this party.
I'm not. This is not my type.
Look at number 14, Margaret. Ain't going to be no more of them either. Betty, Margaret, Lisa. It might be Nancy. Some of these names for women are not going to, they're not going to make it. Let's see if Queen Germ on the list, man.
I'm not.
Oh. Yep, I'm getting closer. Marilyn, number 87. Yeah, that's going to be another name that's gone. I don't know. People be trying to name these little young girls.
I mean, they go back. Some people go back because a lot of times it'll be a family name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The grandmama or the auntie.
Janice. Ain't going to be no more Janices. Like, ain't going to be no more Janices, dog. Like, some of them names are...
I mean, they're gonna be rare. So when you do hear them,
you'll be like, "Whoa!"
You'll be like, "Oh, that must be your grandmama name."
Yes, you're gonna know.
It's gotta be like your auntie, your grand auntie, somebody, because it ain't gonna be no other reason. It's gotta be your family ties.
Yes,
it ain't gonna be no. Oh, my mama just met some woman,
Joan,
and she was you know, she was the so and so and so at the hospital. I mean, you know what I'm saying, or. Somebody off the stories or Ruth. Some color, something. Child, please. I got a grand aunt named Ruth and she is 90.
My great grandma name was Ruth.
Yeah. My grandma's last living sister. That's, she's 90. Yeah. So, yeah, no.
So, we usually do a favorite three and bottom three. So, do we have to do that with this one? We gave too much commentary. These are names. I'm not going to shit on nobody's name because, you know, it is. Well, you don't have no control over your name. Your parents did that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So, check out us next week when we bring up some more top 10 shit. Well, we're not going to do TV talk this week because all of our shows have ended and we've just been watching just whatever's on TV. So, it is a holiday coming up this week, a holiday called Mother's Day.
Very special.
Very special to all the women out there because, you know, without mothers, we wouldn't be here. You know what
Correct.
I'm saying? Uh-huh. Yes.
Respect.
We need both of them, but you damn sure need an incubator for 9 to 10 months to carry your ass around here.
Because them 10 minutes, you can get them from anybody since we talked about old boy who was nothing for free.
Yes. Yes. He was just giving away kids.
Yeah.
So, Queen Germ, you being the only mother here, would you like to... say something about Mother's Day. What made it special? What makes Mother's Day special? Well, just being a mother, what makes that special to you?
Being a mother has been an amazing task. It's one that I always say, this is a job that you're never going to get enough praise for. You're never going to be appreciated enough. So don't do it for the accolades because you ain't going to never get enough of those. But it's something that I definitely knew ever since I was a young person that I always wanted to be somebody's mama. Because I just enjoy having a part in somebody else's life and getting to know who these individuals are. It's been an amazing journey thus far. And I just look forward to the next level of it when I get on grandma status. I ain't in no hurry, but I hear that's another level of being a mother. So I will be excited when that time comes along. But, salute to all the mothers that are out there. And as my mother would say, people do the best that they know how to do. So sometimes people, you know, you don't think it's as good as it could have been or should have been. But you know that if they gave it the best effort that they had, you know, you got to just take it and move from it and learn from what you go through. So I think that a great Mother's Day gift would be to allow your mother to do what she wants to do that day. If she just wants to chill at the house, let her chill at the house. If the mother, your children's mother, wants to just dig up the backyard and plant some seeds, let her do just that.
Get her
some very quality gifts. Mm. With an S.
You lost me right there.
I know.
You had me when you said just leave him alone.
Yeah,
let him
leave
do
me
what
alone
because
you ain't want to have
let
nothing to
dig
do with
up
me
the
no
yard.
Way.
I was on board. I was on board. Yeah. And then you start saying, you know, I've been watching they stream Cheapskate, so they've been giving me some tips.
And I throw that shit up in your face. Just know that.
They've been giving me some tips.
Just know that. Just know that. Because one thing about me is you ain't got to spend a whole lot of money on me, but you ain't getting shit out the garbage can to give to me. I promise you that. As if that thing came out the garbage can, you can put that back in the garbage can.
I mean, you know, I'm start hiding some of your stuff from you and re-gifting it to you.
That's bull. That's some bull. Cause I go in and buy me another one. By the time you get around to giving it back to me, I have two. Cause I'm gonna have the one I lost, and then I'm gonna have the one you decide to give back to me. Mm. But it's all good though. But like I say, Mother's Day is coming up. If you didn't think about it, put your mama a card in the mail. Do something.
It'll come out. You know, by the time you're hearing this, yeah, see, mama, a Mother's Day thing. Mother's Day is this Sunday. And, you know, we just want to hear the Frocast shout out all the mothers out there. You know, I want to give Queen Germ the ultimate shout out. You know, she's a dope mom. She does what she do. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes to the detriment, but I, you know.
It's not to anybody's detriment.
I'm just saying.
But mine, if anything.
Again, to the detriment of someone. Someone is losing out on the situation. But she loves being superwoman mom and doing all that stuff. And I want to give her the props, you know what I'm saying, for, you know.
And I thank
being a mother to my little two broke breasties, you know what I'm saying? The love to say, well, one of them ain't broke no more, but.
No.
Yeah.
Neither one of them going to be broke in a minute, but.
Yeah.
Because the girl claims she needs a job, so.
She say that now. It's time to
but
go
I
to
want, she got to get that experience because the heifer, she one of them kind that's got to see it to believe it. So she needs the experience. When them people telling you that you got to be somewhere at a certain time, you got to do this, you got to do that, they talk to you however they want to talk to you, and they don't care. Oh, ain't nobody give a damn about your feelings. You always say, well, people have rights. People should respect.
They're
going
to say, yeah, they're
going to
say, this is, right to, this is a right to work state.
Exactly.
Man. They say, we can fire you for anything. Now get your ass off my clock.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Call your mama.
Yeah, call your mama. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, your mother, you know what I'm saying, and all the rest of the mamas out there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. Happy Mother's Day from the Frocast.
Happy Mother's Day.
It's that time. It's Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make it up. Now, before we get to this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we ain't take no acting classes, but every week we come here, we do this for y'all. Now, Queen Germ, situation is this. Woman tells man she's not coming home. Ever. So I guess you're the woman that met your soulmate, and you're calling your husband to tell him you're not coming home. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
Yes.
Here we go. Action. Hello?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, babe. What's going on? How you doing? I'm sitting here cooking dinner and everything. I was just wondering what time you're going to be home tonight. Cause
what you cooking?
I made your favorite. You know what I'm saying? I made some macaroni and cheese. You know, I cooked some, I deep fried some chicken and, you know what I'm saying? Made some greens. You know, the usual. Just a standard day. Nothing light. Something light. You know, I got something going on the grill. But what's going on? What's up? What time you coming home?
I've been thinking a lot lately.
Okay. What's on your mind, babe?
And something just don't sit well with me.
Okay.
I've been doing this thing with you for some years now, and I just don't think I can do this no more.
Do what?
This whole pretending to be in love.
Hold on. Where's all this coming from? Where is this coming from?
You remember when you took me out to Vegas?
Yeah, I remember going to Vegas. We had a good time.
Yeah, and I had a really good time.
Okay.
And while I was
down
there,
you had a good time.
I was playing the slots, and you know, I met a fella.
Hold on, what are we doing here? What are you talking about?
That's my question exactly. I've been thinking about this thing. Like, what am I doing here? What do I? I mean, like, it's nothing that I'm gaining from being here. I met someone who has all of the same interests.
What you mean you met someone?
He's a high roller. He likes to gamble. He enjoys being out here in the nightlife. This man caters to me. And ever since the day that I met him, I knew that this was where I was supposed to be.
Well, hold on a second.
I just can't do this with you no more. I can't.
So, you just gonna leave. I told you I was cooking food tonight.
If you didn't even pay attention, if you looked in the closet, you should see that half my stuff is gone.
I mean, I thought you went to Goodwill just cleaning some stuff out. I didn't think you was leaving. So so you just gonna leave your kids? We got kids here.
They not no kids. Those kids almost grown.
Almost grown, but they not grown.
Okay.
So you're not gonna come back and say bye to the kids? You just gonna leave a phone call? You ain't even a real fucking woman to come to this house and say that shit?
Because this is how I knew you were.
No.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, what you think?
We sitting here fucking married. You telling me you leaving? We got bills here. Like, what the fuck?
That's all you concerned about. You concerned about the bills. You ain't concerned about the fact that I'm going.
You're leaving me with bills and kids and all this shit. I didn't want to live in this fucking house. This the house you picked out. I wanted a house somewhere else. This the motherfucking house you picked.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it, nigga. Because, see, I tried to talk to you like I had some damn sense. But since you want to act and do the most, I can turn it up now.
You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Because, I mean, you know what? I hope you have a nice fucking life. Don't come back for none of this shit. You're done. Don't even come back to this house. You forget 1438 Longwood Street even exists, okay? Don't come back to this motherfucker. Your ass is done. I'm sick of this shit. You gonna motherfucking leave me? I got all this fucking food here. What the fuck I'm gonna do with this goddamn food?
Feed the churn for the next 4 days.
I cook this shit for your motherfucking ass. You called me telling me you fucking leaving? Well, leave then, motherfucker. I hope you have a nice fucking life in Vegas. With this high roller.
Yeah, he's a high roller.
Okay, well, yeah, he gonna high roll your ass too.
No, don't you
roll your ass back here.
And I won't.
You not.
And I won't. Trust me when I say, when I'm gone, I'm gone.
Have a nice fucking life. You gonna be working on the streets in Vegas soon.
I won't be.
Yes. Watch. Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. If y'all like to hear us act out a situation, please send it in. Y'all know how to reach us. It's at the Frocast on Twitter, at Frocast on Instagram. Send us a DM. We'll act out the situation. It's time to read some rap lyrics. Here we read rap lyrics in our office voice, our professional voice, our angry voice, our attitude voice. You know, just a voice as long as you read the lyrics. This week is my turn because Queen Jern went last week and it was a riot.
Was it?
Yes. And this one goes a little something like this. I'm not going to do the whole verse because our editor/producer complains about the length of the verses that we read. So this is a part of the verse. And it goes a little something like this. We at the weed gate waiting for Jake. We want 8 ravioli bags. 2 thirsty villains yelling belly aches. Heavyweight rhyme writers hitting the grass. That's the ripest. Pull out the kite from this white bitch. Talking about, dear ghost, you the only nigga I know. Like when the cops come, you never hide your toast. Guest starred in Mad Shit, CBL, Ice Water Metallic, past tense placed in gold caskets. Drew Hill bitches, specialists lounging at the mosque. Suede, koofy rap, undercover dentist. Rhymes is made of garlic, never in the target when the narcs hit. Rumor is you might start to spit. You nice, Lord, sweet daddy grace, wind lifted on the dance floor. That was the ghetto laureate known as Ghostface Killer with his song, One. I really wanted to read a Ghostface song where he was just talking gibberish. Because what the fuck was he saying in that verse? That nigga was just saying any kind of shit. But that shit goes, though, if you listen to it.
Does it? It goes.
Yes. It's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals when I go to their Twitter and grab some tweets. And this one goes a little something like this. I had a roommate back during the Friday before homecoming week that wanted to let me know that her girlfriend was staying in the dorm room the day the girlfriend was coming, and I already knew what the fuck they had planned. Fingering and all that. But anyways, I was planning on going home that Saturday before homecoming week and told the RA what was going to happen. But I ended up telling my mom and she called the roommate saying she was reporting her. Of course she was sounding like a pussy and ain't want to admit it. But I moved out the room, but while doing so, I spit on her mouthwash. I guess she was saying, I spit in her mouthwash 3 times, 2 times with mucus, put one of her spoons under my armpit and scraped the deodorant, took my shower rings because she ain't have none the first day, so, oh well, I still don't feel bad at all. Can't try doing me dirty and expect me not to react. This wasn't the first time she did some BS. Jackson State. Queen Jern, react.
That's dumb. Like, you spitting in somebody's mouthwash, that's disgusting.
It's nasty.
Like, it's a certain shit you just don't do.
I'm more upset at the passage I read, no punctuation. You're a college student, and there was no punctuation in here.
She was talking the text. She was talking the type.
That was disgusting.
I got a coworker like that with a whole PhD. And, I mean, she's an older lady, and everybody tried to give her the excuse. Well, y'all know she ain't, you know, the last 25, 30 years of her career, there's been computers. This lady knows how to use a computer at this point. She done been using it more years than she has not.
Yes.
And you got to do a little bit better. But yes. This girl right here, nasty. Like, I don't care how you write it. Hands down, you over here digging up people's deodorant. You over here doing all this other stuff. It's disgusting. Mm. Like, it's just certain stuff, like I said. It's just certain stuff here that you don't do. And what you complaining about, you mad because somebody finna be playing around with each other?
Yeah.
Is that what we mad about?
You was planning on going home anyway. So
why are you concerned?
Yes.
You taking the rings for the shower curtain? Why? I mean, if they playing in pussy, they deserve to wash when they done. Why can't you leave the shower curtain up? Because 9 times out of 10, your shower curtain wasn't expensive. Mm. So hell, you taking shower curtain, you're spitting in people, mouthwash, you're digging up their deodorant. You are a savage. Wrong with you. You the problem.
Did they do you wrong? No, you did her wrong. Like, that was fucked up. She gave you advance.
Hands up and everything.
I mean, you was going home. She was just like, yo. It ain't like she said, yo, we're going to be fucking on your bed. And I'm going to be wearing your clothes. And my girlfriend going to be wearing. No, I mean, why did you have to go that route? That was fucked up.
And then you already told your mama.
Man, what you telling your mama for?
Your mama ain't got nothing to do with this.
Man, your mama ain't got nothing to do with that. So, no. Y'all was wrong.
Jackson State, nasty.
Well, keep it 100 time. Queen Jerm, do you have a keep it 100?
Yes, my keep it 100 is always the ones you like the most that don't be paying you no mind.
100.
I try to give my single friends a little advice sometimes, and they be going too hard for the people. And if you out there pressing about somebody, chances are, if you really, really like them, they just really, really not gonna like you that to that extreme. So it's your choice. Obviously, it's always your choice. Do what you do. Follow your heart. Run after your soulmate if that's what you feel like you're doing. But don't be too gassed up for them, because the ones you really gunning for don't be checking for you.
Mm. Where's the wisdom for Queen Jerm? My keep 100 goes a little something like this. May the 8th is Mother's Day, not June the 19th. So mothers, enjoy your day on Sunday.
100.
This is your day. Because June is Father's Day. So I don't want to see any of you mothers celebrating in June. I want y'all to understand that this Sunday, May the 8th, is the day that you celebrate, okay? Y'all getting better. Maybe I just been blocking it out. But I just want to give that casual reminder that Sunday, May the 8th, is Mother's Day. That is the day that mothers, single, married, divorced, widowed, test tube, whatever. That's the day y'all celebrate, okay? Not next month. This month is Mother's Day. And that's my keep it 100.
Mm. Sound real real passionate about that. So,
winner or loser time, Queen Jerm. Do you have any winners?
Yes, I do. I'm going to say, yeah, you ain't shit. But my winner this week is LeVar Burton.
Winner.
He received the Lifetime Achievement
Kunta.
Award. Yes, he did, for his Reading Rainbow. I know we all got some lessons out of the Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
So, you know, they did give him the 2022 on the Emmys, his Lifetime Achievement Award, for his participation and contribution to children's TV. So he got the children's TV Lifetime Achievement.
We need a LeVar Burton now, because these kids are watching garbage.
Yes. It's garbage. It's really trash. So, LeVar Burton.
They ain't even got like Barney and shit no more, nigga. At least Barney was annoying, but he at least tried to teach him. Maybe that's where it went bad. At Elmo and Barney's where the shit went downhill.
I don't know now. You can't blame it on them now.
Elmo got a problem. Elmo wants to go to the store. Elmo, he talked about himself
in third person.
Something was wrong with Elmo.
Well, we know what was wrong with Elmo.
Yeah.
But
my winner, man, is this lady.
Winner?
No, excuse me. I don't know who's going to be the winner in this situation. This woman in Maryland came home to find squatters inside her apartment after she came home from vacation. So, two suspects are on the run after being found squatting in an apartment while the residents were on vacation, according to authorities. The Greenbelt Police Department said on April the 5th, the residents of the apartment came home from vacation to find their front door was damaged and the apartment was mostly empty. The apartment is located in some block of Edmonton Road in Greenbelt, Maryland. Police say the apartment was being leased by one of the victims and that the second victim was her friend who was staying with her. So she said the residents reported to police that after entering the apartment, they found two suspects who they did not know lying on a bed. The suspects told the residents that they had taken all of their property and then reportedly became aggressive before fleeing the scenes. She says it was such a scary experience, she had nightmares about it and didn't leave her home for a week. She said, not only were they in my home, but everything in my home was gone except for my bed because he details how he loved my bed so much. And I'm like, who are you? And he says my name. He's like, you didn't pay your rent. I'm like, what are you talking about? I paid my rent. She said she tried to leave, but the male suspect in the video stopped her. He tackles me and I'm like, sir, this is my home. You're not going to let me leave. It's your home. Why you got to leave? He's like, no, I'm just saying, you're not going to call the police. I'm going to give you your apartment. You're just not going to call the police. She said she eventually calmed down, so she starts recording him, and he doesn't notice. As he's packing his things and explaining how he got inside the apartment. She said she missed about $50,000 worth of belongings. How you got $50,000 worth of stuff in the apartment? That's just all I want to know, ma'am. I really want to know. But the funny part about it, though, the man told her he had planned to do it to another apartment, and he even explained to her how he got into her apartment. He said, look, ma'am, it's three ways to get into your apartment without the key. And he showed her. And then, you know, the woman was talking to him. He said, hey, this is a learning experience. Like, the man, this was the most polite burglar I have ever saw in my life. So I don't know who's the winner.
I'm trying to figure out how long was they going on the trip. They was going on a trip for what?
Hey, they didn't say how long they was going on the trip.
You was gone for too long, because I know the nigga didn't stay there for 3 days and thought his ass was gone.
The motherfucker emptied out your apartment. You came home, this nigga laying in the bed as a black man and a white woman. And you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know who the winner in this situation is. Was it the lady for being patient and not killing this man? Or was it the burglar for being, like, the most, you know, he giving tips and shit. And, you know, he's the instructional burglar. You know what I'm saying? He's the educating burglar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. They're still on the run. Smart as that man is, he ain't gonna get caught. I'm sorry. You're not gonna catch that man.
Well, as smart as he is, he need to figure out how to make him some money so he can.
He know how to make money. He got all that money. He got $50,000 worth of stuff. So he got something. He was thinking about how to get that damn bed, but he's like, I ain't even want to take the damn bed. It was so nice. And he just been squatting in the apartment, man. Shout out to them. Them squatters is something else, man. So Queen Jeremy got any losers?
Yes, Philip Soso, he is a pizza delivery person.
Loser.
And he's claiming that he was a part of this lottery work pool, and they actually won $1 million. But he's mad because he's now suing the group because he didn't get his check. So he definitely is a loser because he wants what he says is his part would be $70,000 plus interest. So hopefully he could get some of this money. But if you don't have any proof that you were part of this group, what can you take to the lottery corporation to make this happen?
But I mean, if everybody in the work lottery, everybody should have like a printout or something, a copy.
That's what I say. Everybody that's in it. To prove, like if you don't have a copy of the ticket, if you don't have your names on the ticket,
the niggas in the office stunting on his ass.
If you're doing a trust type thing, then that's what that is. So you don't trust people. This is a lesson. If you want to take home something, remember that this is a lesson when you're doing those types of things. If you are not the person who holds the ticket, you better at least have the copy of the ticket and have
signatures.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Have everybody's signature on there saying that we in the pool together.
Yeah, because
these are the people
we
who
ain't
are
got
owing.
That, they'll be like, yo, which Herman? He ain't came to work today, man. I saw our numbers hit. Nigga gone.
Because when we did do ours, we made sure everybody who was a part of that group had a Xerox copy of it, and everybody who was entitled name was listed on that paper. So if your name wasn't there, then hey.
All I had to do is steal one of y'all copies and put mine on it. I'd be like, I don't know which one y'all got.
Like I said, if it's six of us and we got the one that got six names on it and yours got seven, that's easy
I'm
proof.
I'm steal all six of y'all's. I'm gonna replace all six of y'all's
like
with
the
seven.
That's not what we're doing.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not gonna get that close to me for you to get this paper.
Oh, shit, man. My loser is Delta Airlines.
Loser.
Okay, recently a plane was flying to Alaska, and they made a stop in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? You know, a little layover, whatever. But on this was a special cargo. We had millions of bees as cargo, and the Delta people just left it sitting out there, and the bees fucking died. So bees are important to the ecosystem. These bees are on their way to Alaska to maybe pollinate something. But now all these bees died. Millions. Because of some Delta. Yes. Because of some Delta employee. I hope it wasn't old Chuck the Gambler. But I think it was Chuck the Gambler. Even though he don't even work on that side. I'm going to blame him. Chuck the Gambler killed millions of bees at Delta. So all y'all bee people that's just worried about these bees, send your hate mail to ChuckTheGambler@DeltaAirlines.com. Okay? He's the one responsible for all the bees dying. And he's my loser for the week. Chuck the Gambler. Yes, because he let all the bees die. Yes, it was him. I know it was him.
It wasn't.
It was him. It's always the dark ones.
Oh, my God.
It's always the dark ones. Well, Queen Germ. It's that time of the show where I ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Beezy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch. RT3, my nigga J Will, Stack Static, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, 12 Cow Podcast, we got Eclectic and the Eclectic Discussion Podcast, we got Pork L, the Cool Out Corner, we got Corey Del Secchi's, I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour, we got Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network, we got Dr. Cam, shout out to Dr. Cam's Barbecue, please go follow Dr. Cam's Barbecue on Twitter and Instagram, he's cooking up this nigga smoked a fucking meatloaf the other day, nigga. Smoked a meatloaf. Y'all ain't fucking hear me, nigga. I love meatloaf. I love meatloaf. When I seen that, I was just like, oh my gosh. So shout out to him. Shout out to that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. I'll be remiss if I didn't say MJ just completed his second season in a row on the Madden League, undefeated. I mean, it's not really an accomplishment because his team is so fucking good. You know what I'm saying? It would be a shame if he lost a game, but he has won the last 40 fucking games, 40 plus games. And you know what I'm saying? This year he beat everybody in the league. You know what I'm saying? He had a clean sweep. He played all the users in the league. He won. So shout out to that disrespectful motherfucker. You'll never hear me say nothing nice about your ass. So you better motherfucking record this one. That's the Black Pod Squad. Shout out to them. Shout out to Sleazy the Black Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, all the podcasts that fuck with us. Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. We Need to Talk. Just Red, Cold Red, a podcast. Who else? I'm showing some love. Who been showing love? And anybody? Oh, shout out to Conversation with Lamp, Life Unplugged, Mind Triggers, and all the other podcasts that fuck with us, man. I was trying to do, you know, switch it up, give some different people some love. Shout out to y'all. All my people over at That Site. That Site had a resurgence last week. It was beautiful. People was coming out the woodworks. And like, you know what I'm saying? It was just like great because, you know, to see all those people. I guess the news when Leon. I keep calling the nigga Leon Musk because he doing nigga shit. But when Elon Musk bought Twitter, a lot of people came back to That Site. And it was dope to see all those people. But shout out to all the That Siders, Doc Claw, all the gang. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, man? Shout out to y'all, man. Oh, No Ma'am Gang, Gang Gang in the building, Dom and all the boys. What up? Well, Queen Germ, that was the shout outs. That was everything, and we cleared the docket. It's now time for you to rate your show. What would you give your rating this week?
Since I declined the Cash App request, Mother's Day is coming up. Everything is going to be great because I know I'm going to be gifted some amazing trinkets and things with an S.
With an S.
Yeah. Meaning multiple.
Multiple. That's plural.
Plural. I have to just, you know, being thankful for everything.
Dollar store is 125 now, right?
Everything that I have been able to experience in this time that we've had together, I got to rate my show a 9.
Oh, that's cute. Well, I mean, in honor of you becoming a mother, I'm going to rate my show a 9.12 because that was the day you became a mom. And, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to you.
Well, let the abortion people say the day I became a mom was the day I conceived the child.
You don't know what day that was.
I mean, I may not, but that's what they would want to put it on. But then we're going to go with the 9.12.
Thank you.
Because that's the best thing that could have ever happened to me and happened to you.
Yes, absolutely.
9.12, my nigga, all day.
Yes. So. That's the ratings out the way. I'd like to let y'all know, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader. Don't forget about our voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar. Go to nappyafro.club. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Store.nappyafro.com. We got a whole bunch of shirts in that bitch. Nigga, go buy one of them motherfuckers. Oh, like I said, I told the Patreon niggas, I didn't tell the main niggas. Go to YouTube. We got a video we did. Shep scored 40 points in 2 minutes. Go check it out. You know what I'm saying? The shit is fucking catching fire, nigga. Fire. You know what I'm saying? So go check that fucking shit out on YouTube /Nappy Afro. You know, give us some likes. Run that bitch up. Well, on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro office, this is your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com